Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets this afternoon. Market analyst Tom Lefther joins us when we come back right after this.
Announcing the final days of the Dream Big Sales event at your Oklahoma Ford dealer. The final days to get huge year-end savings on America's best-selling brand. Now through January 5th, get special low financing, generous cash rebates, and incredibly low monthly payments on every new Ford in stock. The best deals from your Oklahoma Ford dealer. The best in Oklahoma. This is your last chance of the year to save big. Big on a new Ford, the best time to buy. Save big on Ford quality, technology, and fuel efficiency. Get the power and fuel economy of Ford F-150 with EcoBoost, the technology of Sync voice activation, the fuel efficiency of Ford Focus, Fusion, and Escape, all with special low financing, generous cash rebates, and incredibly low monthly payments. Don't wait. These deals won't last. It all ends January 5th. So go to OklahomaFord.com now to check out the latest offers. Then hurry into the final days of the Dream Big Sales event going on now at your Oklahoma Ford dealer.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Lefther joins us now from Lefther Commodities. And Tom, why don't you recap the livestock futures for us here today?
Well, Dave, we saw our live cattle mostly negative on the close today. Now, after the 1 p.m. pit closing, we did see them bounce off those lows. Our feeder cattle mostly held positive trade with the help of the lower grains out there. At midday, we was $1.50 higher on choice box beef, up $2 on selects, moved 94 loads. Saw only 91,000 being estimated for slaughter today, and we're seeing 166 and 167 cash being paid in the feed yards. On the close, Feb cattle $1.15 lower, April down $1.17, January feeders $1.12 higher, March up $1.07, and Feb lean hogs 2 cents higher.
Well, Tom, now let's take a look at these grain futures, and negative across the board for the grains today.
Unfortunately, yes, Dave. Not a very good way to end the year, as we saw losses across the board in wheat, corn, and soybeans. Our Kansas City wheat saw its lowest trade of the past 13 sessions. March corn, the lowest it's been in the past 13 sessions also. And March soybeans, the lowest in the past 17 sessions. Mainly fund long liquidation pressured this market lower today, and we never even saw much of a bounce going into the close. So we're not going to start off too great for the new year. We did see the March Kansas City wheat close down 9.5 cents today, July KC down 9 cents, March Chicago wheat closed down 12.25, March corn was down 9.5 cents, July corn down 9.25, January beans off 18.5, March beans down 20.5, and March cotton down 171 points.
For Tom Lefther, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.